A Suitable Occasion by Scintilla 10, read by X-Manhater. Adrian rings the doorbell, her heart fluttering against her ribs, her palms itchy with sweat. She's been thinking about this all day, how smooth Katie's skin is, how soft her hair is, how sexy her long legs are, how she shivers when Adrian licks the pulse in her throat, how the tattoo on her back ripples under her shoulder blades when she moves. How sweet and seductive her lips taste. Although, of course, Katie is anything but sweet. She opens the door, and Adrian's heart stutters in her chest, and for a moment the world tilts and she can't breathe. She knew about this, was expecting it. Katie had whispered it into her skin 2 nights ago, letting the words linger hot and bright between them while her fingers slid between Adrian's legs, and Adrian had to squeeze her eyes shut against the images Katie invoked. But all that expectation isn't the same as seeing it, seeing her. Somehow, Adrian focuses her gaze on Katie's smirk, that slight teasing uplift of her mouth, and it's so familiar she can breathe again. Shallowly and erratically, but it's still air in her lungs, and she lets her eyes drop to take in exactly how Katie looks. She's wearing a black suit tailored to fit her body, but still recognizable as menswear. The jacket is broad across her shoulders, tucks in at her waist, and gapes a little around her breasts, helping to mask the slightness of her figure. The top few buttons of her white shirt are undone, just enough for Adrian to catch a glimpse of her collarbone beneath the white lapels and the loosened red tie. Her blonde hair is pulled up on top of her head, teased away, only one escaped curl drifting across the whorl of her ear and the golden skin of her neck. There's an arrogance to the way she's standing in the doorway, a confidence despite, or maybe because of, the unusual clothes that leaves Adrian fluttery and breathless. "You like?" Katie says, while Adrian is too busy staring her fill to say hello. Her voice has gone low and seductive, and Adrian feels it like a thrum in the pit of her stomach. "I like," she says, as if Katie needs the confirmation. Katie grins anyway and reaches out to wrap her fingers around Adrian's wrist and tug her forward. Adrian smooths her hands over the tailored lines of the suit, the curve of Katie's body hidden underneath, and shivers. Katie's other hand curls into Adrian's hair, her fingers threading through its strands and settling firmly against the back of Adrian's skull. Her eyes glitter. This close, they're a warm golden green. They surprise Adrian anew every time, and her lips curve into a smile as she kisses her. Katie tastes like cherry lip balm, and, when Adrian licks inside her mouth, heat and salt and tequila. The stiff material of the suit jacket drags a little against Adrian's bare arm, and the sensation sends a thrill down her spine, pebbling goose flesh over her skin and pooling heat between her legs. She kisses Katie again, a gift and a request all at once, and Katie kisses her back, answering everything Adrian never even thought to ask. She nudges Katie backwards with her body, stepping forward until they're both all the way across the threshold, and swings the door firmly shut behind her. The end.